Evan Miller is standing near the water at the Yankeetown boat ramp, not far from Evansville, Indiana. And he's holding the type of bow he would use to shoot a fish, like a silver carp.
This is a typical bow fishing bow.
Miller says the bow is easy to shoot. It works off of instinct.
We're going to try to shoot that leaf on top of the water. It's about 12 yards out, right past that log that's floating. We'll give it a whirl.
The arrow has a line attached to it, so it can be reeled back in if you hit a fish. Miller says he started bow fishing 6 or 7 years ago.
And it's kind of been an addiction ever since.
Miller is a member of the Hoosier Bow Fishing Association. With that group and the Bass Unlimited Foundation, the DNR held its second annual bow fishing workshop near Evansville. The DNR is hoping the event will help fishermen control the population of invasive species in Indiana waterways. Rebecca Munter is a fisheries management biologist for the DNR.
The main reason we're here today is we're trying to educate people on aquatic invasive species, in particular our fish species.
While someone from the DNR explains how to fillet the fish, another person walks around with an aluminum tray. It's filled with golden pieces of fried silver carp so that people can taste the fish. During a presentation, DNR staff hold up pictures of the invasive fish. They say the silver carp were introduced to the U.S. in the 1970s to control plankton populations and improve water clarity.
But they eventually escaped and got into our rivers, and now they're pretty well established in most of the big rivers in the Midwest.
They are outcompeting local fish for plankton. The DNR is hoping bow fishers like Evan Miller will develop a taste for the carp and start catching the invasive fish. That could at least slow their numbers. Miller estimates that he takes about 1,000 silver carp out of the water each year.
A lot of it is conservation. As a kid or growing up, catching game fish, your bass, your crappies, your bluegills, the fish that we take from these waters are actually making it better for the game fish as a whole ecosystem as that body of water.
Silver carp can weigh as much as 60 pounds, but the DNR say they are usually about 10. And yes, they jump from the water.
I think I bruised a kidney from a silver carp jumping up out of the water.
Just before sundown, the workshop attendees hop in boats with members of the Hoosier Bow Fishing Association. They head down Little Pigeon Creek from the Yankeetown boat ramp. When they hit the Ohio River, the sun is setting, turning the sky pink and blue. The boat begins to slow down, and the fishermen perch on metal platforms. With bow in hand, they begin to scan the water for fish.
Right there.
Even after the sun goes down, the lights on the boat shine into the water. When they see an Asian carp, they aim and take their shot.
I love shooting a bow and arrow. It's quiet, it's peaceful, it's very skilled. Watching the flight of that arrow is one of the greatest things that I've ever seen.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm J.D. Gray.